Nobu Youth Choir are back from Europe and they're set to thrill Bolito this Saturday, the 3rd of June. Don't miss your chance to catch Simon Cowell's favorite choir live this Saturday.
With that performance, and I really mean this, the best final I have ever sat on in my life.
Hey, Bolito, it's Ralph here from the Ndlovu Youth Choir. We can't wait to rock the stage. Bring your dancing shoes. It's going to be wild. We're going to have loads of fun. Looking forward to seeing you all.
Tickets are available via web tickets, online, and at Pick and Pay. 120 Rand for kids under 12, free entry for kids under 6, 260 Rand for general entry, and 1,000 Rand for a special limited VIP experience. Get your tickets today before they sell out, and we'll see you on Saturday. Proudly brought to you by ZA Fest Bolito, in association with Radio Life and Style.
Oh, yes, you better believe it, the show of the year. This is what it's being billed as, and I absolutely 100% agree with that. It's going to be, Saturday is going to be magnificent. The weather couldn't be better. The big tents are going up right now, the Dome. It's one of the biggest entertainment performance areas, I think, on the subcontinent, and it's here. It's at the Manor House, just north of Bolito, and wow, are we excited to be part of this magnificent event. The launch of the ZA Fest that is poised to become the creative culture, arts, and entertainment festival in the country. And it's coming home, kids. It's coming to the North Coast. And to be involved with this thing is tremendously exciting. And I've got in the studio with me right now, John De Bufanis is part of the Collins Residential Group that is so generously putting their weight behind this kind of magic. It's happening on your property, John. You must be enormously excited.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for having me here. We are excited. I think for us, yeah, it's a big occasion for the North Coast.
And it's very unusual, if I might say so, for a corporate group to get behind something as exciting as a cultural entertainment event. 100% kudos to you guys, because I think you've seen the light, but you're slightly different to the rest. You've got behind a lot of excitement, and I noticed that you've got a North Coast initiative that you're very proudly behind as well, which someone from your group was in to discuss recently, and I thought that was marvelous. You're putting your money where your mouth is, but you understand, I think, what's coming, which is so exciting. And to try to convey this, that's why we're chatting today. And what is the ZA Fest all about with regard to the Collins Group's involvement?
Dave, so for us, an important thing is for the North Coast to become a good destination, you know, a wonderful destination. It already is. We're trying to encourage people to become more involved in the community. There are a lot of people moving into the estates that we're developing, which yeah. I'm sure you're aware of, Zululami, Seaton, and Lalela. And with this amount of foot traffic, I think it's important to give them some entertainment and give them stuff that they can look forward to and can really grow the area. So when we were approached by Matt and Guy to get involved with the ZA Fest and to host it at the Manor House, it was just an obvious fit. I think we just saw the potential to grow something like what the Grahamstown Arts Festival used to be, or is still perhaps, and Hilton as well, the Hilton Arts Festival. And we thought that having something like that on the North Coast would really add value to the residents, both old and new.
Absolutely. And as far as venues goes, this is an extraordinary coup. I mean, the Manor House, one of the most gracious properties on the North Coast. And everyone that travels north from Bolito, looking across what used to be cane fields, now very excitingly, it's transforming into lifestyle in terms of residential opportunities. But right there, and as the jewel in the crown, is this glorious old colonial farmhouse that has been there for, well, it's been a landmark for an awfully long time. And it does kind of set the scene. It's a counterpoint. And you guys have taken the potential that was there and brought it to fruition. And it now sits as probably one of the most spectacular, well, can I call it an entertainment hub? Because that's what it's becoming. There's a lot of events that have been planned in and around the Manor House, and it lends itself to that. But it lends itself to that with an element of panache. And this ZA Fest that's coming together beautifully to be counterpointed with that venue is absolutely first prize. So give us a little bit of a background to how you, what your vision is for that Manor House.
Dave, so I think, you know, for a long time, as you alluded to, all you could see was the building up on the hill as you drove past. And I think there's a bit of mystery in it as well, like who lives there, what's the background and everything. So when we bought seats in estate, that was an existing house, the old farmhouse, and we decided rather than, you know, level it and start again, we'd try to create something out of that beautiful old building. So I think essentially we threw around some ideas, you know, ideas of potentially a clubhouse for the estate was muted. And then in the end of the day, we thought, no, to limit it to only the people who live in the estate is probably not right. I think the building holds more potential than that. So we went with this venue approach. We knew we're bringing a lot of new residents to the area, and we thought, like I touched on earlier, we need a place where events can be held, something that really does just give an opportunity for multiple performers and just entertainment to be hosted in one sort of central venue.
Now, so, you know what I find hell of exciting is that the fact that being an old colonial style mansion, if you like, it has this marvelous veranda, very colonial veranda, not a stoop, you understand, this is a veranda, and it wraps around gorgeous, and it looks out over a kind of terrace of fields, and those which are polo fields or eventing fields, dressage, whatever it is traditionally, now become a field of dreams, because this is where that gigantic stage has gone up and all sorts of other entertainment areas. But for those that have the money, and I like the idea, for a limited number that can afford R1,000 a ticket, they get to sit on the veranda in all the glory that comes with it, enjoying canapes and rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous and the artists, and oh man, it's going to be fantastic. What a setting. And this is absolutely glorious. And if you haven't, by the way, got your tickets yet, I urge you to get onto Web Tickets right now and book, because especially those VIP tickets have been flying. And they are limited. They're limited to 100 tickets. I know a number of those have gone. In fact, there are not many left. But if you get in quickly, you'll be on that veranda on Saturday. Are you going to be there, John?
Yes.
On the veranda. So well, you've been able to...
If I make the cut.
You know a few people.
If I make the cut.
But the event itself is... It's more than just the Indlovu Youth Choir. I've got to mention the fact that there are numerous acts, support acts that are equally as good. If looking at from a mix of entertainment perspective, if the youth choir is not particularly your bag, you'd be mental if they weren't, but hey, there's also the Black Lapels, there's Freddie L, there's Veranda Panda, and then there are a whole bunch of really good ancillary support acts as well, which we won't go into right now, we haven't got the time, I'd love to. And then there's food, and there's drink, and there's vibe and excitement, and it's the beginning of the ZA Festival that hopefully is going to roll into something magnificent. Is the Collins Group going to be behind the festival the whole way?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think important for this year is that we needed a one-day event, maybe a big act, to really lead and launch this project. But I think from next year onwards, you know, we're hoping to expand it to sort of a 2 or 3 day event and yeah, take it like that.
So will this be festival headquarters, the Manor House?
Yes,
in perpetuity.
Absolutely. That is absolutely the intention.
Well, you know, here's to a magnificent future on the North Coast. We know that you certainly are here to stay, and you've put money where your mouths are, which is marvelous. And we look forward to partnering with you as well, because the radio station is 100% behind this kind of event, and the festival going forward sounds absolutely marvelous. So there it is. The event kicks off on Saturday. Tickets are still available through webtickets.co.za, or if you prefer to go and buy them in person, you can pop down to Pick and Pay. There's a kiosk right there where you can part with some filthy lucre and bring back some marvelous memories that you're going to live on for years to come. The Indlovu Youth Choir, Simon Cowell's favorite act of all time, he says, in terms of that sort of choral performance. George Clooney loves them, for heaven's sake. They're off on an international tour, and we are just so fortunate to catch them before they disappear. Isn't that just a marvelous start to what we believe is going to be the best arts and culture festival that the country has ever seen? Collins Group right behind that. My very special guest, John Dubofanus, I love the surname, by the way. I've got to tell you. I mean, that's part of... couldn't get better. From the Collins Group, thanks so much for your participation. We look forward to seeing you there on Saturday.
Thank you, Dave, and thanks for having me.
And the afternoon show continues. This is what you're going to be listening to. The Ndlovu Youth Choir. Coming to the Manor House on Saturday. Gotta be there.